Everybody, welcome to What the Tech. This is a bonus version of What the Tech. If you are listening to this, hey guys, we're releasing almost like a secondary show as a companion to the last episode because we kind of ran out of time. We want to keep the show at an hour, and I wanted to do something really cool this week, and we were going to do this on the bonus show on What the Talk. And this is What the Talk, but I'm going to also put this on the RSS because I thought this was really important, and I think this is a fun discussion to have. And it's Paul's new PC build. Paul's been talking about doing a PC. Hey, Paul, by the way.
Hey.
I'm all whacked out. Hey, I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by Paul Thread. How you doing, Paul?
Pretty good.
There you go. That's how we do it. Yeah, I'm all whacked out here. Because we're resetting this. We're doing it again. Mm-hmm. So we were going to release this on What to Talk, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to put this on the Patreon like I do, but I wanted to make this available for everybody because this is a cool. If you build PCs, if you've done a PC build in the last 10 years, you know that there's 5,000 different answers to every one of your questions, right? You go to Do you go with AMD? Do you go with Intel? Do you go to NVIDIA? Which motherboard? Which type of motherboard? Which chipset? It gets so complicated. And I think, was it Sunday or Monday that we spoke? I think it was yesterday.
Last week?
No. When did you place this order?
Oh, Friday?
It was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. I called you and I forgot what I asked you, but we went down the list.
I think what you said was you've been dicking around about this for too long. Let's figure out what you're doing.
And I kind of held your hand. I held your hand.
I am a procrastinator. You did.
And we went through the process, and we built, actually, it is the exact build that I have for my production machine here in the studio. I have two of these, actually. And this is the build that Paul wanted to do. And so a couple questions before we go down the list. Why did you want to build a brand new machine?
There's a few reasons. I mean, this one I'm actually going to give to my son. I've been talking to him about building a gaming PC rig, you know, that he's going away to college now. So, I mean, he could take it with him, I guess, and use it as a computer. But he plays games on the PC a lot. And I just haven't done something like this in a while. I thought it'd be kind of interesting to do. And I also, you know, I've been using that NUC thing. And that was kind of like a Fisher Price version of building a computer, right? It's just a little kit. You throw in some RAM and some storage. It's not that difficult. But honestly, if things go properly, it shouldn't be too much more difficult to build a bigger computer. It's just that there'd be more stuff.
Okay,
right?
So when's the last time you did a build?
It's been a long time. I mean, I think the last one I built could have had like a 386 DX 40 AMD processor. It's been a long time.
Wow, that is a long time.
I think. Well, okay, let me make sure that's correct. You got to remember, like, or not remember, you should know. I mean, over the years, I've done things that are, you know, everything other than putting the motherboard in the case. Like, I've bought a lot of stripped-down server-type machines from, like, Dell especially.
Yeah.
And it's a processor and a motherboard in a case that are together in a power supply. And then you add RAM and storage and whatever. And, you know, I've done all that. You know, I've replaced RAM many, many times. I've replaced optical drives many, many times. I've done this kind of stuff, you know. But building like a full-blown PC from scratch, I mean, economically, I actually don't think it makes a lot of sense.
It's been a while.
But it's been a while.
So what are you going to do with this? Are you going to use it for gaming? What do you plan?
It's for gaming. This is for gaming. So here's the way I approach this. So I think this one in particular, this one's for my son. He's going to use it for gaming. I'm going to later build a simpler version of this that is that day-to-day I probably won't use for gaming, but I do want that one to be, you know, VR capable.
Okay. Right?
This thing is 1080p, you know, gaming, just straightforward gaming.
Okay. So let's go down the list here. You had a couple things. One was you did not want a traditional hard drive at all. Right?
Yeah. So, well, that's for me. Yeah. For me, I don't. I think this one for my son, I have enough hard drives. I'll probably stick like a 2 terabyte additional drive in it for him because he'll need it for, you know, just to store the games. But yes, I mean, the one that I will build for myself later will not have I'm saying that, but actually the truth is maybe it will. I don't know. I'd like to start with no hard drive. Just Yeah, sorry. I'm
no, no problem.
Dithering all over the place.
No, don't worry. So let's start up with the case that you got.
So by the way, look behind my shoulder.
Okay. Yes. Is that it?
Yeah. So my only issue with that thing is that it's humongous.
Yes. This is actually one of the smaller cases that I've had.
So I don't know. I like the way that it does airflow. And
yeah.
I think that's the kind of the point of this thing.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I could.
It is a big, big boy. Andrew has left us.
I've left.
It's funny. You can actually switch the orientation of this machine so that it's on its side if you want to do that, which is because it has a glass side.
All right.
Where you can see into it.
So I'm back. All right. Mm-hmm. Here's the case. If I could. Too dark. Might be too dark.
It's a monolith. It looks like a Next Cube from like 1996.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's gigantic. And I kind of like it because I could, you know, I have a lot of components in this thing and I kind of wanted, I also wanted a case that was quiet.
Yeah.
And that was my biggest concern because the cheaper you go with these cases, the louder they get. And the fans that it comes with, it's really good for airflow. It's a very, very good case. But it is a big, big... old school style case. I mean, the shape is cool because it's a giant box. My other case.
It's going to be good for me. I have huge hands.
I have huge hands.
When I have to get into this thing, that's going to be good.
Yeah. So this is a gigantic case, and we went with this one. The power supply, obviously modular power supply, and with an EVGA.
So by the way,
yes.
Let me see if this is the one thing that I changed. Yeah. So I bought all this stuff. I got all of it on Sunday, except for one thing: the case. So the case arrived today, but on, I think it might have been Monday even. Maybe it was Sunday. It doesn't really matter when, but I got a lot of emails about this. And of course I got a lot of comments about it. Most of whom were, you know, from people who are just like, you're an idiot. You know, you're stupid. You don't know what you're doing. This casts questions about your expertise and everything because you clearly have no idea
because
what you're talking
about. Of what purchase?
Of all of it.
Of everything.
There were complaints about everything.
Yeah.
But I got an email from a guy that was actually very helpful, and he had a couple of interesting ideas. And one of the things he suggested was, we got this, we got this power supply. It's like a EVGA Supernova 850B2, blah, 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 whatever it is. 850 watt, you know, whatever, modular power supply. $80. So he said that they had a higher end version of it, which is like a G series.
That's possible. Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. Costs about $20 more, but he said that it was like quieter and, you know, whatever. And I looked it up and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get that.
Okay.
And so I did order that and it came today as well.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to return the other one, but yeah, it's basically just the higher end version of the same.
There's so many of them. I kind of tried to stay in your budget. That you had given me.
No. I'm not.
It's all my fault.
No one is complaining. Well, actually, many people
are complaining.
A lot of people
are complaining, yeah.
But I am not one of those.
If you guys want to follow along, you can go to throwout.com and you could find the post. It has a. What is that? Gaming PC Next? What was the title of this post? I'm just going based on URL. I can't see the title.
The gaming PC is up next.
So a lot of people.
BYO PC.
A lot of people complained about the motherboard and they said it was total overkill and there was no reason why you should have this motherboard.
Sure.
This is what we use, and the reason why I use this in the studio is due to the PCIe slots. And I needed, you know, even though like it's like an 8X PCIe slot, it's going to perform at, it's not all, you know, it's not like 16X, 16X, 8X, 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 4X. Like it's a lane, it's the bandwidth of the PCIe and the sharing of the lane. So if you have two of them in there, it's wacky. And this is something I've complained about. I don't want to go into it, but that's why I've used this. So when Paul said, what do you use? This is what I recommended. And it's a very, very good motherboard. It's expandable, so it'll grow with Paul the more he wants to use it. If Paul wanted to do a, you know, if he wanted to start putting in a capture card in this thing and maybe start using a real camera instead of a webcam, he knows that he's going to be perfectly fine when he puts in the capture card and starts using it because there's enough PCIe slots in this thing. that's the last issue you want to face, right? Like you're kind of, yeah. I was kind of future proofing for Paul, and I was putting into consideration some of the stuff that he said. Yeah, is it overkill? Could you have found a much cheaper motherboard? Absolutely. When he asked me, what would you recommend? This is what I recommended. It's the Asus ATX, what was the model of this? X99 Deluxe. And it has a lot of USBs, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get complaints about this motherboard?
I got complaints about everything.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I feel good about this one. So, yeah. You know, this thing, if he wanted to do like a SLI type thing or Crossfire, he could absolutely do that. The, mm-hmm. You know, this with the power supply, with the processor, whatever, it's all good. So, this one, to me, this no problem here.
So the next thing was the CPU, which I was shocked at the amount of complaints about this one.
This one surprised me. Yeah.
This is the one that it kind of surprised me, because I, with the discussions that we've had in the post, we stayed away from Skylake. We didn't want to go with Skylake. Oh, yeah. So
very specifically.
And you specifically, you said, I don't want to go with Skylake. And I said, I don't blame you. I would not have gone with Skylake. So we went with the i7-5820 six core. It's a 3.3 gigahertz six core processor. And a lot of people had a problem with this pick. A lot of people. Yep. And I was shocked at that. I was shocked at the amount of people saying, well, it's kind of stupid because it's, you know, you're paying more and it's not as fast as Skylake and it's not as good.
Here's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Rock solid just works.
Yeah.
Known quantity, no problems, gonna work.
Yeah.
There you go.
Next,
honestly, when it comes to gaming and just PCs in general, the difference between like an i5 and an i7 is minuscule. The difference between like this generation i7 and a newer one is, you know, not big enough to worry about. I just want it to work.
I specifically went with Haswell E over Skylake. So that was a reason why. Yeah, the latest and the greatest is always fine.
Plus,
but,
you know, this thing was $400, not $1,000, not $1,500.
Yeah.
Which you could spend, by the way. So,
yeah,
28 PCI 3 lanes. So
you went with the Corsair liquid cooled 860.
Yeah, the guy who recommended the power supply told me that this might not ultimately be a good idea, and I'm less clear on. Like he was saying, given the cooling in the case, that like a traditional cooler might make more sense, but
this is quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you're essentially eliminating a fan. And sure. I went with this because I need to keep this place as quiet as possible when I'm recording. I know the Noctuos are really quiet, but if mm-hmm. I could eliminate a fan and just do it this way, that was the reason why I went with this one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see what else we have here. The video card was the big debate, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the one that I totally agree
on. This is the complaint I didn't appreciate the most. Because the big complaint was, oh, you went with the 970. You should have gone with the 1070.
1070
know?
Does not exist at this very
doesn't
moment.
Exist.
It's
so
out,
I looked it up.
It's out
I looked
later
it up.
This week.
Where is this? It's not even coming out.
It's out.
Well,
this week.
It's yeah, but it's going to be impossible to get.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Okay, so there's a brand new thing coming out right now. It's going to be hard to find for a while. I got to build something now. This is a solid. It's like this to me is like the processor. It's a solid card. It should be great for what he needs to do. You know, my son looked it up because what, you know, his concern is what he wants is all of the features turned on in games, fastest possible frame rate, 1080p, you know, and he looked at this and he was like, this looks awesome.
What's the price on the 1070 going to be? $500 or $450, something like that?
Yeah. I don't know. This was $350.
$350. I know, a lot of people said, why?
Look, a year from now, we can swap it out. Don't worry. It's a part. Don't worry about it. Yeah, this one, that one kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, I had to go with ATI. ATI. I'm going with ATI, Paul. I'm going a couple years behind also.
I'm
going back in the past. I went with AMD. I went with the R9 380 mm-hmm. on mine, and I swapped it out for the R9 2 something. I forgot which one. And I put in another machine because there was a fan control issue where the fan wasn't always spinning on this thing. And it's supposed to be smart enough to kick in. And I was having the card overheat because it wasn't kicking in enough. So the right. So I had to swap it to a different machine, and with it they fixed it with an update. But I didn't, at the time I had I use AMD drive cards on mine. I would prefer to go with NVIDIA, but the stuff that I'm using works better with AMD. This okay. was another. So we went with the RAM. Did people complain about the RAM?
Yeah, and by the way, I think in this capacity, there might have been more rationale to the complaining, right?
What was the complaint? Because
the complaining is basically 16 gigs of RAM is enough for any PC gaming mm-hmm. kind of scenario. That's probably true. I was sort of thinking about the future and kind of commingling my own needs with you know, those of my son or whatever. Because when I look at a machine like this, I think, well, I can throw Hyper-V on this thing, and you know, having a lot of RAM on there would make a lot of sense. But I haven't built it yet. I'm semi considering whether or not 16 would be enough. Because I did end up buying 32.
Oh, you did buy 32.
The box supports 64 gigs of RAM.
It does.
The motherboard does, I should say. Yeah. So I don't know. So I guess if I only go with 16, I would return the other 16, because who knows, by the time I build the second one, you know, things might have changed.
Oh, so you would just buy 32 instead of the 16, instead of getting another set of 16.
No, I did buy 32. What I'm saying is maybe I'll just install 16 and not worry about it.
And not worry about it.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then for the hard drive,
it might be hard.
For the hard drive, you went with the M2. You mm-hmm. went with a Samsung 950 Pro Series 256, an M2 internal SSD. And you really wanted to go with the M2. I really like the M2. I have one in mine, and it is super, super fast. Like, really, really fast.
Yeah.
So this was the build. It came out to 17.6508. With some extras that you have to get, like the thermal paste and things like that.
Yep.
You wanted to spend $1,500.
Well, I wanted to spend $1,000.
You want to spend $1,000. Well,
and then it kind of, you know, it, as these things do.
So what was, what were the things that people were complaining about? Like, what didn't they really, like,
oh, well, no, but
I'm curious
first
about
of all,
this.
Everything. Because, I mean, people yeah. complain about everything. So
I can understand,
I think
I understand the video card, right? The 1070 is out. And it's only going to be $400 and something or $400. Yeah, it's kind of smart to wait for the 10.7, but you couldn't wait because you got to build
waiting.
It now.
I'm building it now. So the video card, whatever. I mean, everything. People complained about it. I don't think there was a single bit that people didn't complain about.
CPU was a problem instead of Skylake, which the motherboard was too expensive and too much. It was too overkill. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we built it, you know, Paul's like, what are you using? Let's do this. I think, listen, to be honest, there's so many different options there. There's so many different good choices there.
Right.
I went with what I have and what I know works. Right? Like, I need something that I know is going to be reliable and is going to work for me, and I don't have to ever tinker around with this thing. It sits here. It's always on. I mean, literally, it's always on.
Right.
And that's what we're using. There, you could always find something that's cheaper or better, or it has a little bit of an edge. It's a lot of it is what you're choosing to put in here. This isn't, and it wasn't a recommended list that you created. Actually, you created a list of what I bought.
Yeah. Right. And that was one of the big things. Like, I saw a couple of times. It's like, you know, you shouldn't be recommending this stuff. I was like, guys, I'm not. this is what I did. I'm just, you know, I'm going to put this thing together and see what happens. So, you know, even since writing the article, I've adjusted things slightly. Like, I purchased that different power supply from the same company, you know, basically an upgraded version.
Yeah, I'm looking here. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the posts, the comments are fascinating because, nobody... You know, if you just said, you know, what motherboard should I buy? You would probably get 15,000 different responses.
No,
on what
and I do,
buy.
And I do, and
depending
and
on the price point and depending on what people are using themselves.
Yeah, I have a couple of people that, you know, I kind of trust on hardware stuff because this is not an area of expertise for me, and that's how I kind of approach this. You know, it's like I'm not the expert here. I'm just goofing around like anyone else would, and we'll see if I can put this stuff together and make it work. You know, I'm going to try. So, we'll see how it goes.
I'm going to
build this thing.
What are you doing?
Right. So I think tonight. Would you have any recommendations? I'm thinking, you should probably, I should probably mount the motherboard into the case before I do anything else. Although, actually,
that's how I do it.
Do I have to put the chip on first? Do you have to brace the back of it or anything?
I would. Well, I know whatever I say, someone's going to say it's the total opposite, but I normally put, I mount the motherboard on first and then I put the CPU
that's
on.
That's what I mean, off that's the top of my head, that's how I would
That's how I would do it. I know that someone will say, no, you don't have to do it that way, but.
You stupid jackass.
You're an idiot for doing it that way.
So I guess I would put the power supply into the case first and then the motherboard.
Yes.
And then just, you know, processor, RAM, storage, video card. Well, and then I guess this thing has some daughter cards, right? This is a USB 3.1 daughter card. Do that kind of stuff.
These are my favorite. It's a horrible decision when you can buy an RX 480 for the purpose for $199, which is $130 to $300, $150 less. Yes, okay, you could, but you don't want. That's not what you chose. You know,
it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I'm going to do more. Like I said, there'll be more. Don't worry. I mean, a lot of this is not necessarily about the specific components, although I want them to be appropriate for my son in gaming, right? And I think this is going to do the job, but whatever. I want to get some experience around doing this kind of thing and then do it again. You know, like it's always doing something once is interesting, but it doesn't give you the full picture. I mean, even doing something twice isn't going to do it, but I just haven't, like, you know, like we discussed, I haven't done this in a while.
Why don't you do like a live build?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'll take a lot of pictures. Yeah.
I did that one time.
Well, maybe for the next one. Who knows? I don't.
I did that one time and,
it's going to be a lot of my fingers start bleeding because I jam a metal piece inside the case and then I swear and the cat runs away.
Here's a funny thing about this, right? Like I did that one time where I've done it a couple times, right? And no matter how good I am at building these things, I always have people in the chat saying like, you're doing this on a glass desk you're not grounding yourself. You're not.
Oh, I was going to do it barefoot on a shag carpet. Is that a problem?
I'm just going to rub my feet on there. Or I'll get I'll get like,
is that the Aurora Borealis?
I'll get the you're using a regular screwdriver instead of an electronic one. Like, oh,
you know, that reminds me. I don't remember when this was, but I would have been. I think it was back east, so it would have been since I moved back from Phoenix. So I was doing something. I had an open PC case, and it was on the floor, and I don't remember what I was. I was moving something around and the corner of a card that I had in my hand hit a chip in the system and it sparked and the thing, and it melted like in the case.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I just remembered this.
Yeah.
And there was a spark, but it wasn't like a little fire, but it literally melted
the last time I did the build, right? I'll never forget this guy. He was in the chat and he was going nuts that I had taken all the components out of the shockproof case. What was going on? Hold on. Oh, FedEx is here with my router. Thank God. After my show.
Right.
When I needed it, they're going to ask me to sign this. Can you hold on, Paul?
Yeah, I'll try to take a bunch of photos of this and, you know, document it as well as I can, but it's hard to do that and do the thing. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But
nope, it was Bed Bath & Beyond.
Even better.
Even better. So the guy, so I had taken all the components out and I was showing, you know, what I had bought, and I've lined them up on the desk on the side, and this guy's going nuts, calling me an idiot because I took it out of the bag, and I'm going to ruin the hardware. Hardware's going to go. You're going to ruin the hardware. You need to be in that special bag. I'm like, first of all, it's on a glass desk. It's not like I'm rubbing it on the carpet, you know?
Yep.
Two, if you think these devices are that, do you honestly believe these components are that fragile? Sure. Where you're going to fry it by just taking it out of the bag? I mean, the guy was going nuts.
Yeah.
You know, just going crazy. But I listen, there are different ways to do it. This is what you built. This is what you're going to build. You know what? I agree about the motherboard, about the power supply. You could swap that out. And yep. I agree about the video card. But unfortunately, you wanted this stuff now. Yeah. And you're not going to wait for the 1070 to come or the whatever model they're recommending at this point.
Sure. I don't know. People just...
Yeah, so I did the build, right?
So
I do the
so
build.
Excitable.
And I've done this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And I mean, I couldn't believe how people came out of the woodwork. I mean, even like normal, like people that normally are cool, and like they were mm-hmm. losing their minds because right. they do things a different way. I was like, guys, everybody does something differently. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like some people don't take off, like don't reapply thermal paste. I like to sure. do that. I like to use my own thermal paste. People yep. call me an idiot because there's no reason. There's nothing proven that this your thermal paste is going to work better. I'm like, I know. You know what? You could argue that. I feel better doing it this way. I've seen other builds, and I've had people recommend it this way, and this is how I do it. So if you don't want to recommend it, you don't have to.
Yeah, relax.
It's relax. Okay. So it's okay. Are you? I got a question. So you're going to mm-hmm. install Windows on this thing via mm-hmm. a USB?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Because you don't have a...
Optical drive, optical. Right.
So you got
to Although,
do-
I actually, you know, that's something I'll probably add to it as well. Not immediately, but... before he goes off to school, because you never know, he might want to install a disc based game or something. I
wonder
know.
When.
It's no big deal. I've got, yeah. you know, I have these things laying around. So,
are you going to put Windows 10 on there, or are you going to put 7 in?
Yeah, Windows 10. Yeah, no, Windows 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it shouldn't take more than an hour to build this thing.
Well,
I mean, you can take your time.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope yeah. that's true.
You can take your time. I think you did very well with this.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah.
So did
anybody tell you that you were right in this, or you did something good?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. You always hear from, you know, and I also hear from people via email a lot where they're like, "Geez, like I was going to leave a comment, but it's like a cesspool in there." Yeah. And yeah, I mean, you know, I people are enthusiastic, you know. So I mean, God bless them. I guess you know they care, yeah. you know, about something, you know. But and I appreciate it, but it's a.
I love your responses to some of these.
Well, some of them are such personal attacks. Yeah. It's like, guys, if only there were some way of saying I would have done this slightly differently that didn't involve calling me an asshole or,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
like whatever. And it's like, guys, you know, like, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't do exactly what you yeah. would have done. But
I actually got a couple messages calling me an idiot that I told you to buy the wrong stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I got an email saying.
I let this pass because anytime yeah. someone blames someone else, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I got an email saying, Paul always says, you know, hardware, but by how you guided him on his PC build, I would say you don't know anything about hardware.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
Sorry.
I don't know anything. That's fine. I don't have to know.
Sure.
I'm happy as a listen. I am happy using the hardware that I'm using.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy if this thing yeah. gets put together and works. You know, so that's the first thing, and then you know you can kind of evaluate it. I want to play around with it for a while. We'll put some games in there and see how yeah. they work and everything. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. It's not running yet, so but I mean, job one right now is just to get it to boot up and yeah. actually work. So I want to do things like. You know, make sure I have the latest BIOS, you know, for the motherboard and get that going as early as possible.
By the way, that is so much easier now to do.
Yeah.
It's not this hectic, oh my God, is this thing going to break in the middle of a BIOS update type situation.
Yeah, no, that's right. And that's something I've noticed on computers. I mean, the BIOS updating thing used to be like sacrifice a goat, you know, draw a pentagram and its blood on the floor. You know, like you used to have to, you know, it was very... nail biting, and, yeah. and that's not been the case for a while. So hopefully that will be the thing. I assume what I can do is just download something to a USB key, and
you know what's funny though, I'll tell you something. So the case, the one that you have, has a specific USB for the BIOS.
Okay,
like it says for like I don't know why, like what the difference would be, and someone could explain that.
It might be a boot sequence thing.
Yeah, I think so. But there are moments like with the Asus one. Where mm-hmm. I will have to copy the BIOS into a different folder for the actual BIOS to see it when I'm going through like the flash updater. It's weird. Okay. I would love to know the reason why it's like that. I mean, over the last couple of years, it hasn't been like that because I just take it and put it on USB and just pop it in there and it works. But I remember that was like an issue. Certain USBs and certain devices, like, it wouldn't see it on, even though it's there.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot smarter. You can't really trash the BIOS like you used to.
Well, I'm going to try.
Yeah, it's like going into...
I'll do what I can do. I mean, I'll, you know.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. You'll be happy with it. Trust me.
Yeah. So I'm looking as we talk just to see. There must be a... I'll just grab whatever the most recent...
I'll tell you something. I have an Asus... I have another... I have identical machines. And one of the last updates that I did, I could actually see that there's a performance increase with the CPU.
Oh, yeah?
So it did something. I think... It did something to the way that it tunes it. Like, there's like their overclocking tool, and I use that sometimes. Like, I use it on one of the machines just to see if there's going to be any difference in stability. And I set it up the way that it was, and I'm getting better performance now. So they do update these things, and it is important. Like, if you're doing a build, take a look at the BIOS updates and see what they've changed, what they've updated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's something that people forget to do.
Sure.
And you bought everything on Amazon, right? And that was another thing you wanted to do, is buy everything on Amazon.
I did that very specifically.
Yeah.
Yep. It, to the tune where even if it was a couple $100 more, which it wasn't, that was okay because Amazon is so awesome about returns and stuff. And I've had those awful experiences this year with Newegg, and I just don't want to go through that. And so...
Which you could have probably saved... I would say you could probably save like another $150 if you did Newegg.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't care. Yeah. So if I have a problem, I want to be able to get it fixed immediately, and I know they're going to do that. So,
yeah.
No worries there.
I'm very excited to see this build. I'm very excited to get your input on this.
Yeah.
As to what you're doing with it.
I'm going to be very excited when it works, you know, and comes up with a clean device manager and all that stuff. So, I'm kind of just, the final pieces just kind of arrived tonight today. Yeah. So,
you know what? In defense of the people telling you about the video card, if you want to wait a couple days.
Well, I'm going to be away. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about this stuff. It doesn't matter. Don't worry. But again, you know, if next week comes and I want to swap it out, I bought it at Amazon. They're going to let me do it.
Yeah, you can swap it out. You got how long to swap it out?
If I can magically get a 1070 or whatever, then that will be neat. Yeah. But don't worry about it.
Interested to see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how it goes. Everything is on Amazon. If you go to Thrott.com, you can see the components that he bought. People are messaging me, and they actually like the case. I actually really, really like this.
I like the case, too. I'd like a small form factor version of it, like a 3/4 or 2/3 size version for myself. But it's cool looking. Like, I don't really care about having like a glass side. Like, there's one side you can look in on the machine. I think it's kind of neat that you could mount the feet on the side, so to speak, and have it be the other orientation if that's what you want. You could have like the glass.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you do that? Did yours give the option to do that?
It says it does. I haven't looked at it, but I guess you could move the feet.
I have to look into that because I actually want to do that. I want to make it a little because it's lower. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if my version has that. I may have an older version because I can't I can't figure out where I would mount the feet on the side of the case.
No. I don't know. I haven't looked at it yet, so I'm not sure.
I actually want to see where it is. I do actually use it as a footrest. It's like an ottoman.
Yep.
It's like a very warm and uncomfortable ottoman.
Right.
Yeah. It's I needed this for a specific reason, and
a lot of stuff going on here.
A lot of stuff going on. I'll tell you, that was the biggest challenge, finding the PCIe slots, the ones that had the PCIes that I needed. Because you could find it, like I said, you could find one a lot cheaper, but I needed X amount of 8X slots or 8X band, you know, with the speed.
Right.
John Bob in our chat says, come on, Andrew, just drill a hole in the side of the case. Yeah. I had a friend that did that for air vents. I swear to you, he took a little drill bit and he just drilled a bunch of holes in his case for air. He had a compact Astaria.
I guess if you needed more air, you could just take off the glass panel or something. But
no, not on this case. But he had like an old compact Astaria, and the thing would overheat all the time. And he made his own little. He just drilled vents on the side.
Put like a little portable fan into the side.
I know someone that did that on their Mac. I'm not joking at all. Drill little holes in the bottom of the case for little air vents. on the bottom. Like you could take the bottom off, you know.
Yeah.
He made his own vents on the bottom. It's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it for this week. This was a little bonus show we wanted to do for you guys. I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted it to be its own little discussion. If you like what we do, go to patreon.com/whatthetech. Fund the show there. Also, podcast awards. You remember to vote for us. We're running for the podcast awards. Podcastawards.com, therot.com, all things Paul Therot. You can follow me on Twitter @AndrewZarin. You can follow Paul @Therot. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.